Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College President Mark Putnam joins us on today's program to talk about ongoing summer projects at Central.
Certainly a busy summer. A lot of changes going on at Central College while most of the students are away. One of the big news items that was recent was the Board of Trustees, a new wave, so to speak, after a group had retired, featuring some local executives and some very distinguished alumni. Who are some of these new representatives on the board, and what is their expertise going to mean to the direction of Central College moving forward?
Well, we're very excited about the board and its continued development. A college is as strong as its board. And so the fact that we have such immensely talented people is very rewarding. Of local interest particularly, we have had longstanding relationships with our corporate colleagues and partners here. And previously, Mary Andriga, who's a trustee emerita of the board, served. Bob Vermeer is just retiring this year. And so Jason Andriga, continuing a very long legacy of connection and support to the college, is joining the board. Equally, we've had wonderful relationship for many years with PPI. And Stan Portinga, who is one of the founders of the company, is retiring from the board this year. And, of course, we want to continue that legacy of relationship. And Roger Brown, who's the CEO of the company, has just been so supportive and encouraging to all of us at the college. So he's agreed to join the board as well. So those are of particular local interest. We also have some of our alumni for the institution. Always you want your board to reflect the history of its work with students, and alumni carry that banner. And we have Michael Main, who's a cardiologist in Kansas City and brings a lot of expertise around science and STEM education. We have Mark K. Winston, and Mark K. is an educator, graduate of college, and until recently was the head of Chicago Public Schools special education program citywide. And she's now doing consulting work, and we're excited to have her. And then Jana Reeker, a wonderful alum, very involved in Des Moines and regional business. And she does work in marketing, media relations, public relations. So all very different and interesting people. And that enriches the conversations of the board.
The board has certainly been behind some of the big visions and big projects here on campus, and a lot of work that will be going in, the first of which the Maytag Student Center. That was some news this summer that a big donation is coming again from the Maytag family to continue improvements that were completed over the past couple of years. What are some of those improvements? Why was that donation, again, important to the Maytag Student Center? And really, what has the use been like since these new changes have come?
Well, it's hard to believe that building is 25 years old, and as we have had ongoing conversations with the Maytag Family Foundation, particularly Fritz and Ken Maytag, who are the principals there. They have been very, very supportive of ensuring that this building has a very long and lasting connection to the college. And when they gave the original gift of $3.125 million a couple of years ago, when we did a substantial renovation, we knew that there were other things that we could not put into the scope of the project at that time, particularly because of the time frame. We had 90 days to begin and end that project during the summer. So there are several things that we wanted to continue in a conversation with them, and their generosity has impressed us. As this is now more than $500,000 that has been added to their support for this building. And that will allow for the renovation and upgrade of the Van Emmerich studio, some work in the physical spaces in the building about windows and doors and things that would need to be replaced, skylights, things like that. There's some work in the administrative offices that is important to us, as well as some restroom facilities that need to be upgraded. When this is done, essentially, the building will have been 100% updated from top to bottom. And so they have done something that's immensely important to the future of the college and made a space very, very relevant to students' needs and interests. And I think we've been very gratified to find that students are using the space intensely. And that's really been wonderful to see.
And as you mentioned, big scale projects, perhaps the biggest ongoing right now in terms of scope and in terms of cost has to be the Forever Dutch Initiative with changes to the Kuiper Gymnasium, one of many upgrades that have happened over the past few years among the athletics complexes. What is the current status of the Kuiper project and overall just where the Forever Dutch Initiative is heading into the fall?
Well, our partners, RDG Architects and White's Construction, have been obviously very active in finishing the last pieces of of detailed design and implementation. We broke ground at the board meeting in April. They had already started moving dirt around by that time. And if you look at the facility today, the foundational infrastructure is being put in, and I think we're excited to see things appearing from the ground. It's always that period of time at the beginning of a project where it looks like they're just moving a lot of dirt. But now we're starting to see the infrastructure appear and know that it's having a great effect in terms of our anticipation and excitement. The fundraising side of it continues. Just returned from events in Michigan that we were meeting with alumni and donors about the project there. It was a very exciting set of events and conversations that are underway. And our total commitments to the project are north of $11.5 million to date. The two phases of the project would be the expansion phase, which we're on now, and then the renovation phase. So we're expanding the building and adding all the new systems that are necessary into it, and then we renovate back through the existing space. So overall, that's a project north of $15 million.
Once again, that was Central College President Mark Putnam. That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.